Parashat Be'alotcha returns us to the story of Pesach, this time in the second year after the Exodus from Egypt, and underscores the ways in which observing God's mitzvot is a fundamentally communal project. God spoke to Moshe, the verses tell us, in the wilderness of Sinai on the first month of the second year following the Exodus from the land of Egypt, saying, "Let the Israelite people do the Pesach sacrifice at its set time." The plural form is used repeatedly throughout these verses, both in the command and in the description of its fulfillment. Let the Israelites do. You, in plural, shall do. They did, and so on. This language makes it clear that the Pesach offering is a collective endeavor, a mitzvah performed within and by community. Our parasha mentions the Pesach offering at the exact moment where ritual laws meet the realities of life. A group of people who cannot participate in the holiday at its appointed time because they are ritually impure approaches Moshe. And the verses describe as follows. But there were some who were impure by reason of a corpse and could not offer the Pesach sacrifice on that day. Appearing that same day before Moshe and Aaron, they said to them, "We are impure by reason of a corpse. Why should we be diminished by not being allowed to bring God's sacrifice at its set time with the rest of the Israelites?" Our rabbis explain that these people were impure because they were serving the community by carrying Yosef's coffin. They approach Moshe with a clear understanding of the holiday's meaning, not just on a personal level, but on a communal one. Their primary concern is that their inability to observe the mitzvah will sever their connection to the community, removing them from among the Israelites. This communal awareness is also evident in the way they seek a solution. They approach as a group, as a community. The importance of the community as the essential context for fulfilling a mitzvah is also reflected in the answer they receive. They are given a communal response, a single alternative date, Pesach Sheni, so that they will do it together. This solution echoes and clarifies a fundamental principle. The observance of Pesach is meant to be done within a community of peers who share a common action. Pesach Sheni illuminates the dimension of communal partnership and fellowship, the space of peers where those who were impure can now perform the Pesach sacrifice together on a new date, slaughtering the offering at an appointed time, and perhaps suggesting a model of how we observe mitzvot in general. With the insight gained from Pesach Sheni, we can return to Pesach and re-examine its nature. The verses in Exodus tell us as follows. God said to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "Speak to the whole community of Israel and say to them, on the 10th of this month, each of them shall take a lamb to a family, a lamb to a household. But if the household is too small for a lamb, let them share it with a neighbor who dwells nearby." The Pesach offering is performed in a chavura, a cohort or group consisting of a household, a family, or a neighborhood. It is a mitzvah deeply rooted in community. Rabbi Yehuda goes as far as to say, "We do not slaughter the Pesach lamb on behalf of an individual." According to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pesach sacrifice should not be offered without a group. Each individual has an obligation, but it can only be done properly in community. Even rabbis who don't hold Rabbi Yehuda's strict opinion agree, as the verses testify, that the sacrifice is taken by a household, and there is an immediate solution for a situation where the household is too small. Community. Community helps provide a group so you can eat the sacrifice as commanded, but not eat beyond your abilities. This demonstrates the community's role to help, support, and provide the space that enables and strengthens one's own observance. Furthermore, the Midrash clarifies that this does not refer to a homogeneous group of people or a community lacking human diversity. The verse explains that every person eats in their own way, each person according to what they should eat. The Midrash, as is its way, scrutinizes the wording of the verse, specifically the word man, ish, to learn about the human diversity involved in the Pesach offering. And the Midrash suggests as follows. Since it says man, ish, I only have men? From where do I learn to include a woman or a child? The verse says souls, nefashot. This idea is expanded in the verses themselves. If a stranger who dwells with you would offer the Pesach for the God, all their males must be circumcised. Then they shall be admitted to offer it. There shall be one law for the citizen and for the stranger who dwells among you. The verses reflect that the individuals who make up the community are not identical. Citizens, residents, men, women, and children all take part in eating the Pesach sacrifice. The Torah does not direct us to build a community of sameness or uniformity. Rather, it invites us to build a diverse fellowship. A community that provides a framework for a life of Torah is a community of different individuals, each according to his eating, each person in their own way, supported by the collective in their life of Torah and mitzvot. This human diversity has another implication. Not only is there no need for the participation to be identical, but the threshold for participation and involvement in the community can be basic and accessible. It is not necessary for every partner to be exceptional. For example, regarding the Pesach offering, it says, if so, why is man, ish, stated? Just as a man can eat a kezayit, an olive-sized portion, so too a child who can eat a kezayit is included. One of the things a community enables is a basic level of involvement rather than a maximalist one. It is enough to eat a kezayit, a basic halachic amount. That is the level of involvement required to belong to the community. In addition, in these spaces, there is no single prominent leading actor. Instead, there is a communal space where as many people as possible take part and take part actively and together. The mitzvah of Pesach is the first commandment given directly to the people of Israel as a nation. In this sense, it serves as a paradigm for all mitzvot. Its foundational characteristics illuminate the nature of religious observance as a whole. It teaches us that at their core, mitzvot are fundamentally communal. The community plays a vital role in fortifying and sustaining my own observance as an individual. This suggests that a life of Torah and mitzvot becomes a way of life when it is lived within a community of peers, one defined not only by shared ideas, but perhaps first and foremost by shared practice. The community envisioned as a space for a practical life of Torah is one characterized by human diversity, where participants can be involved in various ways and differently. The importance of the community as the essential context for fulfillment of a mitzvah is also reflected in the answer given to those who cannot fulfill Pesach in its original time. A single alternative date, Pesach Sheni, is offered. Clarifying the observance of Pesach is meant to be done within a community of peers who share a common action. It does not require kohanim or hierarchy, nor exceptionalism, nor perfection. It is accessible and inclusive and simply requires a chavura, a collective. Shabbat Shalom.